Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine, the current floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Yes, Jasmine. My name is Richard Gonzalez. I'm not sure exactly what's taking place. I was trying to order after taking a survey for Home Depot on their customer service. I was allowed to choose a gift and just pay shipping and handling or whatever. I chose the watch, $597. No problem, except for that when I was about to come out of there, I had earbuds and all kind of warranties and stuff added to it that I did not ask for nor had the opportunity to decline. Consequently, I see a charge here, and I'm going to save this charge to prove, if we have to talk later to the corporate, of $50.86. Now, the people I've already talked to say, well, sir, we've already knocked off your entire charge. We've forgotten about it. We hope you'll forget about it, too. But I'm not going to do that because I'm afraid this is being taken. This is doing being done to more than much as myself. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to get a hold of the corporate for Home Depot and ask them if they know that they're dealing with a company that's trying to, I say, monetarily harm people. Had I not seen this last page of $50.86 and I would have had to charge, how long would it have been before I had a tough opportunity to fight this problem? Synchrony Bank is also going to be involved, but this is not right. You need to, and the person I talked to, both of them, neither one of them know anything about the survey, or they didn't know that there's an opportunity. There's no opportunity for declining any addition. So if you check out or you get through,
sir, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but there is an opportunity to decline it. I'm not sure if you're on a computer or a phone, but depending on the device that you're using, there is an opportunity to decline it. You can uncheck the box.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm going to let the people from the corporate let them take a look at it. I'm just telling you what's going to take place tomorrow. Y'all do what you want. But what is your name? Jasmine, you said?
That's correct.
And you're the floor walker, or what do you call yourself?
The floor manager, sir.
Floor manager. Jasmine, okay. You have an employee number? Or how are they going to be able to get? They just know it?
By my notations on the account.
Okay, let me have, who do I need to talk to at where you work at? I don't even know the name of y'all's company.
So there's no one else that you will be able to speak with that will be able to provide you with any different information. I mean, we have, as you indicated, that we've handled your concerns, so there's nothing more that we can do to assist you.
Okay. You're in San Jose, California? Or where y'all at?
Correct. That's where we're located.
What is the name of y'all's company is what I guess what I'm going after.
You have contacted a third-party call center who represents Vibe Watch.
Say it one more time.
Vibe Watch. Correct.
Now, Vibe Watch was just happened to be the one that I selected, but there was other gifts that were available that were presented. I don't think Vibe Watch takes care of the other ones because some of them were different kind of products. So what is the name of the company that's making these offers?
The name of the company is Vibe Watch.
What is their number? Do you have that?
You're reaching their number.
Your Vibe Watch.
As I indicated previously, we are a third-party call center that represents a number of different online companies, so we are the company's only means of contact, sir.
I understand. So Vibe Watch is just a phone call. It's not more of a brick and mortar. In other words, you can't walk into their store or nothing like that, is what you're saying.
Online company.
Okay. Does Vibe Watch, if you had an emergency, how would you get a hold of Vibe Watch?
You are contacting Vibe Watch as you speak.
Okay. So you're the call center, Vibe Watch call center, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out who is the one that is representing all these products that are being offered as a result.
I've explained to you that we are representing the company. We're the only means of contact. So, whoever you're contacting, you will be contacting us in reference to the charges or any questions or concerns that you have in reference to any charges.
I guess the best way to go through is find out if Home Depot knows what's going on themselves.
Whatever measure you feel that you may need to take, sir.
Oh, yes. Yes, I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.
Mm-hmm.